Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, June 25th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Bomb attacks, threats of assassination, and executions. All of it coming ahead of Iraq's transfer of sovereignty next week. It's not getting in the way of ministry. World Help works with a network of 72 churches, including a large church in Baghdad. The pastor posted a sign that read, "Jesus is the light of the world." World Help's Vernon Brewer says Muslims didn't like it, but the pastor didn't back down.
He asked them if they respected the Bible as Muslims, and they said yes. And he asked them if they believed Jesus was a prophet, and they said yes. So he turned in the New Testament to John 8:12, where Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world." And amazingly, these militant Muslims apologized. They said, "We're sorry. We respect you. We want to be your friends." It was a God moment.
World Help is focusing on New Testament distribution.
The Iraqi people love to read, and they've asked us for more New Testaments. For a gift of $5, we can not only print the New Testament, but get it distributed.
A video of their Iraq work is available for your church. Call our resource line for details. And it's now out of the headlines, but the needs in Haiti are still great. Torrential rains left more than 3,000 people dead or missing in Haiti and the neighboring Dominican Republic. New Life World Aid, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, is working through the local church to help the victims. New Life's Philip Morris says your support helps provide physical and, more importantly, spiritual assistance.
The impact is huge. You know, some people are negative towards the church, but when you're helped by the church, that attitude can change. And we've seen that this kind of project can actually plant new churches. It can grow existing churches.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.